None of us will ever forget the year 2020. Just think about what's happened. Presidential impeachment, coronavirus and quarantine, economic lockdown and shutdown, churches closed, widespread fear, and we're not even halfway through the year. How much more can they be in a single year? I cannot remember another year so full of frightful narratives, really serious, big-time problems. Fear is widespread. An unarmed black man named George Floyd was murdered by Minneapolis police, and the United States exploded. A video of the killing went viral, leading to nationwide riots that still have not ended, protests and riots. And the narrative spread that police target blacks and kill them. That's the narrative. Now there are growing reports of insurrectionists manipulating the crowds and the riots and pre-staging tools for destruction, bombs, bricks. And the public is confused. Last night I had a meeting with our youth ministry over the internet, and I talk about what they want to talk about, and they're confused and they're afraid. And thank God they were asking for conversation about it. That's healthy. The public is confused over what we're supposed to fear. We were told from the beginning of the year to fear Russia, Ukraine, the president, now coronavirus, and now the police. And once the riots began, we were told to be afraid of police brutality targeting black people. Never mind the virus and the quarantine, now we are supposed to be afraid of the police. And frankly, while I'm horrified at the killing of an unarmed black man in Minneapolis, I'm a whole lot more afraid of the riots and the breakdown of law and order and of social order. I'm afraid of social chaos. That's frightening. And the press appears to be pushing the narrative that we're supposed to believe. While we went in one week out of fear of the virus, the next week, that's out the window. Now we're supposed to be afraid of the police violence and forget about the virus. I'm having a hard time with that whiplash. We all live out of our narrative. We all have a narrative that guides us every day throughout our lives. And the narrative is what we believe to be true. But what if the narrative changes every week or every month, and the press suggests a new narrative that should be our number one narrative? We have much more to fear from a narrative that is dishonest and manipulated every day by the media, on TV and print and on the internet and social media. That's frightening, that it can be manipulated so frequently and so easily. A public narrative guides us, and it's supposed to be the truth. However, when the public finally stops believing in any narrative because things are changing, they begin to make up their own narratives, and different groups have their own. That's called chaos. We're seeing it in Austin, Texas, where many, many Hispanics, who make up about one-third of Travis County population, have ceased to fear in the pandemic and are choosing to believe that the epidemic is over. And what's happening is that while the infection rate is going dramatically down among Caucasians and blacks and Asians, the rate is skyrocketing among Hispanics. It's frightening. And when you talk to them, they say, well, the quarantine's over. It's like the danger ended. Well, if that's your narrative, I'm kind of scared because it's not true. The number of hospitalizations are going up. The number of people dying is going up. And the number of Hispanics, our population, our neighbors having COVID is going through the roof. And there's going to be a spike. There is a spike already happening in Austin, in Travis County. And I'm absolutely certain there will be a spike in COVID cases among the rioters across the country in our major cities. Now, I don't want it to happen. But if it doesn't happen, then they were lying to us. That's how narratives control our behavior. If it doesn't happen, then why were we in lockdown after we see all the people without masks and so close together in these public riots and protests? And we're beginning to see a new spike in COVID cases and hospitalizations. The wrong narrative can kill you. That's why we have a public narrative, to maintain order. Let's examine some narratives. Interesting, on Friday, the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post published statistics on police shootings of black Americans in the United States. This is interesting. This guides the narrative, or it doesn't. Either the narrative is about the truth, or it's not. So they were examining the narrative that the police are out of control and targeting blacks. The new narrative is we should defund the police department. Personally, when I call 911, I want somebody to answer, and I'm looking for somebody to come and protect me and my neighborhood. Does it happen that police shoot blacks, even unarmed blacks? Yes, it does happen. But what are the facts? And what was published in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post were the data from 2019, the closest year that we got a full year look at the statistics in national data. And the Wall Street Journal reports that there were, follow these numbers, 1,004 people shot by police in 2019 in the USA. 1,004 total people shot by police in the United States. Some 24%, or 235, were black, because they had 1,000 people shot, 235 were blacks. Police fatally shot 19 unarmed white people, 19 white people, unarmed, were shot by police. And the police shot 9 unarmed black men. Nine. That's 1% of the total shot by the police. 53% of all homicide in the United States, all the offenders in homicide, the homicide offenders, 53%, over half of all the murderers in the United States were black. Fact. More blacks were killed last weekend alone in Chicago by other black gang members than were shot unarmed by police. Just 10 this last weekend. These are the facts. The facts are sad, but they're facts. And the difficulty with narratives is we have to deal with the facts. And the facts do not support the public narrative that police are targeting blacks. It's a narrative, but it's not supported by facts. There is no public narrative using these facts. Why is that? Well, the narrative is simply not true, the one that we're getting. If you go home and turn on your television set, it's not true. The coronavirus epidemic has not diminished, and it's still dangerous. People are still dying more than ever. The police do not target blacks. These are the facts. Nobody is telling the true narratives. People die. People die when the narrative is wrong. Recall that Jesus faced a false narrative. Just go back and read the story of what happened to him on Good Friday and when he was on trial with Pontius Pilate, and even in the priest's palace when he was on trial there, and they brought forth a number of false witnesses who witnessed to him, and he was saying that his teachings, that Jesus' teachings were against God, that they were against Moses, that they were against the temple. False narrative. False narrative led to Jesus' death on the cross. That's the product of false narrative. In the Gospel of John, we read, "Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus knew that the temple leadership, he knew well the temple leadership narrative against Jesus. And to Nicodemus' credit, he came to ask Jesus what was the truth. He came face to face to his credit. He wasn't buying the narrative. And Jesus gave him the truth in a few short words, and we have it in our gospel today. And if the Jews had believed the truth, Jesus would not have been crucified. Peter and Paul would not have been martyred. Stephen, James, and countless apostles and faithful and saints would not have died for false narratives. Jesus told the truth. And here's the truth. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Jesus said this to Nicodemus. We don't know if Nicodemus accepted it or not. But he was one of the leaders of the Jews, and he heard it. Some people refer to this as the football gospel, the one where the people hold the signs up, John 3:16. That's our gospel today. It's one of the most quoted of all biblical passages. Jesus gave the true narrative, and Jesus was crucified for a false narrative. False narratives kill people. The world lies. We're just going to have to get used to it, but it's the truth. However, Jesus had to die for the lies of the world. The world hates truth. The world hated him. He tells us that. They hate it because they cannot manipulate Jesus' truth. As Christians, we must hold fast to the truth, or we're going to lose our eternal lives if we don't hold fast to the truth of the gospel. Jesus told his apostles the narrative that they and we must hold fast to. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you." Teaching them the narrative they should follow, that they're children of God. And they, if they become disciples and are baptized, they can live forever. That's the narrative that he wanted the whole world to know. When the world attempts to give us the false narrative, popular at the time, we have to hold true to the promises of we made in our baptism and in our confirmation. St. Paul wrote in his second letter to the Corinthians, "Brothers and sisters, rejoice, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." And the words he said next we use in every single Mass, in the opening of the Mass. His greeting, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." Say this over and over to the world, but it could get you martyred. the truth can save you, and a false narrative can kill you.